call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Thank you for calling. This is Summer. How may I assist?
You said Summer?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Summer? My name is Tyrone. Giving a call from XPO.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I have an FMS number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Alrighty, it is. All right, it is 7489893.
Give me a second here. Let me pull up this order.
No problem.
Okay, and can I have the customer's name and address, please?
All right, it is Stephen Hill, 6609 Windsong Drive.
Okay, and the phone number I have on file, 4712389.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how can I assist with this order?
All right, so the tech advised me that he needed to add it to SKUs. He said in order for him to complete the cooktop installation, he will have to uninstall the built-in oven they have and reinstall it. And he was trying to get that approved. And I'm just now getting the SKU numbers for both of them.
Okay, give me a second. And what is it that they're uninstalling and reinstalling?
The oven.
The oven.
A wild oven.
Okay. Okay, and whenever you have those cues, I'm ready.
One moment. All right, so the SKU for the uninstall is uninstall delivery slash pick product pickup. That SKU is 633-9445. Once again, that's 633-9445. That's for the install, and that's the price.
Sorry, that's for the install or uninstall?
Uninstall, I'm sorry, uninstall.
Okay.
And that's the price of that is $0.
Okay. And then for the install.
All right. And for the single built-in wild oven or built-in microwave to install that bag, I have that SKU. It is 5357455. Once again, it's 5357455, and the retail price we have on here is $179.99.
Okay. All right. And the team's still at the customer's home?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you in contact with the customer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to place you on hold while I call the customer.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you on the other line with the team by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you by chance, because I called the customer and they didn't answer. Mm-hmm. Are you by chance able to get back on with the team and then have the customer on speakerphone and just advise them of this since he's not answering my call?
Okay, I wouldn't have access to return back to you. I can try to add him to the line.
Okay. Yeah, let's try and add him to the line.
Alrighty. He just got a couple questions for the tech, correct? So I can advise him.
Yeah, I just need to advise the customer of this, of the SKUs putting on here and the amount.
Okay.
That's all the customer, you know, needs.
Yes, sir. All right. So I just merged you onto the line with our DOD rep. Her name is Summer. She has a couple questions. Are you still at the customer's home? Because I don't like you.
No, I just left from the customer house.
You just left from the customer's house?
Yes.
Okay.
Was everything complete?
I'm sorry. Say one more time.
Was everything complete? Was the job complete? Did the uninstall happen and the reinstall?
Yes, ma'am. Everything happened. You see, I lower pictures and everything. You got pictures and everything on the system.
Okay.
If I wait for the DOD and XBO to answer the phone call, it would be 45 minutes for me to be behind in each customer.
Okay. Well, I just wasn't sure if it was complete or not, or if the customer knew of these SKUs that are going to be added to his order. Because I tried to call the customer
and
he didn't answer.
Because it's his wife is the first number, or you can call the second number. But he was not there. Her husband was not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put everything in the order, and I left a voicemail to the customer. So you did do the uninstall and then the reinstall, and everything's complete.
Yes.
So I'll just go ahead and put everything
in
the notes. Then, okay.
And what's that
complete code?
Okay, give me a second. Let me generate this breeze code.
No problem.
Can you see the picture, XPO?
The picture? Give me one moment, sir. Yes, sir, I've seen you uploaded pictures.
Okay. Do you see it when I have the old cooktop in the oven, and when I uninstall it? Pictures that I uninstall it, and when I finish it up and install it complete, also everything there.
Let me see if it give me access to view. Yes, sir. I see you. When you uninstalled it, you took everything out to add the cooktop. Yes, sir. So
okay.
It's there. She was just trying to get in contact with the customer to confirm the customer was going to be added.
Yeah,
to
but I couldn't. I mean,
yes,
think about it. If I wait for XBO and I'm on the line right now,
yes,
my
you're
phone
fine.
Says 38 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, so the only reason why we merged you because we thought that you were still at the house, but I understand it's fine. She's going to get it notated now.
Yeah. And what was her name? I'm sorry?
Her name was Summer, and she's coming right back with that breeze code when she get done notating the account.
Okay.
Okay. I have that case ID number for you.
I'm ready for it.
It's 280.
Mm-hmm.
36173.
All right, so we have 280-36173.
636173.
Okay, just start over for me.
280.
Mhm.
36173.
All right, so we have 280-36173.
280-6-36-173.
636-173. All righty. All right. Well, thank you so much for assisting me here at XPO. And I'm also going to send this email out to you guys regarding this information that was added, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. And, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything
okay,
else I can assist you with, sir?
No, thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling the XPO. You have a wonderful day.
You guys as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?